Hi, my name is Marco and welcome to another episode of the Storyline Sessions podcast. I decided to start a new thing. In addition to conversations with writers and my solo episodes about writing adjacent things, I will now share my fiction here as well. This was supposed to come out previous Thursday, but I got stage fright. However, I managed to conquer it, so here it is now. Maybe this bump on the road of mine will serve you as a reminder that it's normal to run into them, but they can stop you if you don't stop, so keep going. I decided to start with a short story that's ironically different from the things I usually write, but I quite like it. I hope you'll find the place that I'm taking you to interesting, and if you'd rather read it, I'll have the link to the written version in the description. So with that said, let's get into the story. This is No Return Address by Marko Bogdanović. Enjoy! The sound of the waves was the reason she took the job 2 years ago. The memory of how she first arrived on the island was still fresh. The way that she stepped on the shore, wanting to start her life anew. Same as then, the morning was warm. A gentle uphill and a path lined with white flowers leading to the plateau. Above it, a roof woven from several types of leaves supported by cane and resin poles. Near the middle are several tables with three wooden chairs, each facing the ocean, and within reach is a small refrigerator. A wooden counter that doubles as a bar and a desk for receiving letters. Behind it is a carved shelf, about 2 meters high and a bit more wide, interspersed with numerous partitions. Some of them empty, but most filled with papers. Unread messages were waiting for the right eyes. There were never any return addresses. That morning she got up a little early and took the opportunity to prepare a sandwich before she started the sorting. She pulled out dried fruit and cream cheese from a small dresser under the counter and placed them in a buttery bun, just baked at a nearby bakery. She strolled along the broken down plateau and looked out to the ocean. A small ship came into view, barely noticeable even to her sun-accustomed eyes. She estimated it would arrive in about 2 hours. For the past 2 years, she has not broken the rule about opening the letters. Only the ones that are not sealed are fine. Of course, the definition of a letter is quite loose here, which still provided her with a sizable amount of reading material. Folded notebook pages, large white napkins, and even pressed leaves. Messages came from different places, in various ways. They were often left by tourists. Some came just for that, but sometimes they were not that easy to recognize. She remembered the bird that dropped a plastic bottle of tonic water near the plateau less than 3 weeks after her arrival. She nearly threw it away, but Mrs. S., her mentor, noticed the dense letters on the back. Although the ink was pale, they determined that the written sentence was in French, which unfortunately they did not speak well enough. They removed the label with care and placed it in a compartment marked with unassigned. Maybe she would have forgotten about it if she hadn't talked to the delivery guy who visited the bakery just a month ago to freshen up before moving on. He was there for the first time, although the delivery man rarely changed. His colleague had a cold, so he took on his order, as well as 2 other nearby islands this month. As he was about to leave, she noticed the bottle of tonic in his unzipped backpack and remembered the label right away. She stopped him and found the note after a few minutes of searching. When she asked him if he recognized the handwriting, he explained in astonishment that it was one of the many messages that his brother had written after taking French lessons at the local school. Since he used up notebooks at an incredible rate, he would occasionally write on other things as well. She was a little disappointed that he couldn't interpret the message either, but he promised her that he would check with his brother and get back. In contrast, some letters reached the recipients with almost no delay. Last spring, a young man thought of proposing to his girlfriend right on the plateau. He left a letter the first evening they arrived. 3 days later, they were sitting there before departure and she jokingly asked if anything had arrived for her. A minute and 20 seconds of tears of joy later, they were engaged. While most find their way out, there have been messages that have been there for years, but are still waiting for their turn. On some days, that sounds sad. A letter without a recipient, thoughts and feelings trapped in a decaying envelope. Other days, those messages are an exciting mystery, another piece of the unknown in this world. The ship docked and a group of about 30 people disembarked. Part of the group were tourists, both returning and those who visited this corner of the planet for the first time, and part of the crew, happy that after a week of traveling, they have a bit more time to rest. Mrs. S. came half an hour later to help prepare drinks and meals for the guests. Some of them submitted their letters early and some even reached the recipients. However, only 2 passengers from the entire group received mail this time. The retired sailor, who decided to become a lighthouse keeper on a neighboring island, left a note on the back of a napkin when he finished his omelette one chilly morning a few months ago. It was addressed to the cook who joined the crew during the sailor's penultimate voyage and became a very good friend. It was an invitation to be his guest when he had the opportunity, and in the postscript it said, "Bring chess," circled with a dying pen. The chef folded the napkin with a smile and ordered coffee. While heating the milk, she noticed another recipient. It was a red-haired young man, leaning on the bar and staring at the shelf behind. She asked him if he saw anything familiar, to which he nodded with hesitation and pointed to the partition in the lower right corner. She pulled out the diary that had been there since before her arrival. She shook off the thin layer of dust and handed it to the young man. "My father," he paused, cleared his throat and continued, "started his spiritual path 4 years ago." Despite the mocking tone, she could see his eyes welling up with tears. She poured him a glass of rum without asking. "It's been 3 years since he last contacted me. I resigned myself to not seeing him again. Whether it was his own will or whether he got hurt, it doesn't even matter anymore." He flipped through the tattered pages with care, pausing occasionally to read a note or look at the surprisingly detailed drawings of unknown plants. He stopped at the last page. It didn't take her long to realize that it was a message meant for him. He said thanks, drained the rum, and ran to the captain to inquire about the route they were taking, armed with new information. She put the glass away and shook her head. One of her favorite feelings was that moment when she realized that she had delivered the letter after it waited its turn for years. The ships were one of the worst things about being there. It wasn't just this one, although she liked the group, but the feeling that they were moving on and she was staying. She enjoyed her job, that wasn't the issue. The island was also beautiful, the locals were kind and understanding, as was her mentor. After all, a new ship will arrive in a few days. Nevertheless, those short periods were able to awaken her doubts, although something would always happen that would soon convince her that she should stay. That evening she dreamed of her brother. The next day she only remembered laughter and the swings they were sitting on. For the next few days, Mrs. S was too busy to come, and that left more room for doubt. The unmarked and sealed letters were in the upper left corner of the shelf. She needed a chair to reach them. More often than any day in the previous 2 years, she wanted to open at least one. What if there was a message for her among them? Maybe her brother decided to get a job on an ocean liner or had friends on one of them. Her grandfather could have stopped by on the island during one of his training trips. She sat and thought about the many possibilities that seemed equally impossible and completely realistic considering everything she had seen so far. She decided to wait a few more days. Maybe she could take a look on her birthday. Then Mrs. S would probably be more lenient even if she noticed. The day before her birthday, there were more clouds than on most days. Despite this, she was well rested and in the mood for work. The sealed letters crossed her mind only for a moment. She strolled along the path towards the plateau and hummed. While wiping the tables, she saw a boatload of boxes and soon realized it was delivery day. She remembered the conversation with the delivery boy and put the coffee to boil in a rush. Two men in distinctly brown shirts reached the plateau 10 minutes later. The elderly delivery man sat back in his favorite chair as the cup was smoking on the table. "I'm glad you're on the mend," she said with a smile. "Even if I didn't, I couldn't have missed it for the second time in a row," he replied and stared out into the open ocean. The younger delivery boy leaned against the bar. "How are you?" he asked. "It's not bad, you know how it goes," she said while tapping her foot. He took out a candy box from his backpack. "My colleague here told me that tomorrow is your birthday." She was surprised, not expecting anyone but Mrs. S to remember. The leaves on the roof rustled in a gentle wind. "Well, thank you," she accepted the gift and placed it under the counter. "Anything else?" We talked about it and he immediately remembered the lesson they were working on, even though it was a long time ago. "A really smart kid, really." "And what's the translation?" she interrupted. "If I'm not mistaken," he coughed and said, trying to pull off a French accent, "we're on the right track." She nodded, as if she knew what the message was even before he finished. The letters in the top left corner of the shelf can wait for at least another year. The wind lessened during the afternoon, and when the delivery man set sail, the clouds did not follow.